Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1363 of our trek, and it is time for our Philosophy Friday series. Each Friday, we will ponder some of the fundamental truths and mysteries of life and how they can impact us in creating our living legacy. As we continue on with this trek called life, sometimes we have questions about life, so our Friday trek is a time where we can ask Gramps. Gramps will answer the questions that you would like to ask your dad or granddad, but for whatever reason, this is not possible. No matter how old we are, I know that all of us would like the opportunity to ask Dad or Gramps questions about life in many areas. We may mix it up a bit on our Friday episodes, but we'll strive to keep them down to earth and enjoyable. If you have any questions that you would like to ask Gramps, please email them to guthrie@wisdom-track.com. So the question for this week is, hey Gramps, there's so much worry about today, and I find myself and others having a difficult time making sense of all that we are going through. I know that worry causes stress and can be very damaging to my health, but what advice do you have for me to help me to overcome worry? So today's lesson will be, worry kills. There's a story of two young recruits that had just been drafted into the Army to fight in World War II. They were both 18 years of age. With good reason, both of them were scared of the unknown enemy that they would most certainly face. After the lieutenant handed them their uniform and boots, he stood before them and said, "I know that you're probably frightened. If you allow your worry to overtake you, you will not come back from this war alive." He then took one of the recruit's boots and said, "Let me give you a word picture that may help." He called one of the boots Trust and the other one Obey. The lieutenant continued, "These are your left and right boots of your Christian life. Walk confidently in them each day. While you may still have fear at times, there is no other way to be walking in faith except to trust and obey that God will protect and guide you." Worldwide, we are facing an even more insidious, invisible enemy today, but the same lesson applies to us. Each day we need to put on our armor of God, starting with trusting and obeying God. He will see us through and protect us from this enemy. Allowing worry to overtake you is not healthy, and the long-term result to your health could be even worse than COVID-19. Do you find that you worry a lot? Are you ever struck with fear or seized with alarm? Are you ever anxious and troubled? Jesus never said, "Don't worry because there's nothing to worry about." Instead, he called us friends and assures us that we are valuable in Luke chapter 12, verses 4 through 7. And we can apply these verses to our unseen enemy today. This is what Jesus told us. "Dear friends, don't be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot do any more to you after that. But I'll tell you whom to fear. Fear God, who has the power to kill you and then throw you into hell. Yes, he is the one to fear. What is the price of 5 sparrows? 2 copper coins? Yet God does not forget a single one of them. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows." The answer to fear and worry is to trust and obey. Jesus gives us 7 ways to deal with worry, anxiety, and fear. First one is, fear God and nothing else. Second, know your value to God. Third, trust the Holy Spirit. Fourth, don't miss the point of life. 5, realize that worry is futile. 6, trust God's care and provision. And 7, seek God's kingdom. Let me share with you a couple more verses in Luke chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? And also in Luke chapter 12, verse 31, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. Just like the story I began with, trust and obedience go hand in hand, or in the story I related, foot to foot. Just like it is challenging to fight an enemy with one boot on, we must be outfitted with the whole armor of God. It is tough to defeat worry in our lives unless we are prepared. As I finish my answer today, you may ask, what are the essential components of God's armor for us? And this is found in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. And this is what Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus. A final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you'll be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the devil in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you'll be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up your shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. We need to put on God's armor each day because worry can kill, and you are so valuable and needed in building God's kingdom here on earth. And that's a wrap for today's question. Join us again next Friday for another question on our Ask Gramps episode. Our next trek will be Meditation Monday, where we will help you to reflect on what is most important in life. So encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us on Monday for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,362 daily treks or read the associated journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you on Monday.